Monday, the 26th of October, Cheshvan, Diana Friedman, Morsh Eilers with Dine Mominus.
Well, I want to speak about a few cases, and we'll hear perhaps your opinions also. A simple case, we'll start with a simple case, that someone asked his friend, he's going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, to England, to America, to buy for him a camera, you know, so gave him a couple hundred dollars, a couple hundred pounds. Not a tremendously expensive item, to buy something for him. And then he put the money where he keeps his own money, where he keeps his own wallet, and the money was stolen. So what should we say should be the deal? He didn't take any money from the person. So should we hire him from the innovator or not? He didn't take anything from the other person. So what do you people say? Should we hire him? Should we part there? What do you think?
Where do you keep it?
Keep it normal, normal place.
He was
taking his money too, stolen. Shemachinam, what do you think? Shemachinam, huh? Shemachinam, you should be potter. Like, he didn't take any money for the services. Should be a Shemachinam, you should be potter. No, not neglect. The point where you know put normally his own. Well, you didn't expect more. You didn't expect to put him to the vault. Wherever he kept his own money, he kept it in a normal place. And we stole it. So, Chari should be a Shemachinam, you should be potter. But, that's the fastest. But, if we'll look into it further, we'll see that the big mocha to think about it is not so simple. We have a sugya and bamitzia in Daf Mem Gimel. At their time, money, if you gave somebody, usually was tied up. They put it up. Also, if you put it into an envelope or tied up, that's something else. But normally the money was tied up or an envelope or something. Then the halacha would be, there's a difference. Samafkin moyesis yishochani. Im sruini le yishtamish behem. Lefikichim ovdu enu chaya b'achar yusam. Mutorin yishtamish behem. Lefikichim ovdu chaya b'achar yusam. It's a balabayis. Ben sruin ben mutorin lo yishtamish behem. Lefikichim ovdu enu chaya b'achar yusam. Now I want to ask you, today, what's the norm? If you give somebody a small amount of money, we're not talking about you giving him 100,000 pounds. We're talking about the normal amount of money which you normally may have, 100 pounds or whatever it is. Do you expect him to use exactly that same bill? He's traveling in Chutz Laaretz for a couple of weeks. And he's going to buy you a camera. You expect him to use exactly that same bill? Or he has the right to use that money for something else, if he's in a taxi or something else, to use that money, and he'll pay on his own. You don't expect he's going to go broke, go bankrupt from 100 pounds. So you say that today, the minig is, a person has the right to borrow the money. If so, the Mishnah says, in B'mitzia Dav Mem Gimel, that when you have the right to borrow the money, you become a Shem Mesofa. Because there are more. Then I know that you could perhaps be a circumstance where you may need that little extra money. You may need the cash in the grocery, or you may need it in the taxi, or the gasoline station, or something else. That is worth a pruta that makes you a shame sachar. So if so, in our situation then, if somebody asked you to buy something, and you put the money in your pocket, and you have the right to borrow it, then you become a shame sachar. You're not a shemachinam. So it turned out you're doing him a favor. You're buying him something at the end. If it's a gnevi aveda, even if you're negligent, you're chayav. There's an answer for this. The answer is, if you tell him originally, well, now when you take it, I don't accept responsibility to be a shemachinam. Or you have to bring it and tell him, I don't want to be a shemachinam either. That's a gemara about mitzia daf tzali gimel. Mas nesheh l'yesk shemachinam. But our kapanim, we brought up an interesting point that people wouldn't realize it, that if somebody gave you money to buy something for him, but yet it was a small amount of money, that the norm is that you had the right to use it. And to pay with your own money, it would become a Shemer Socher, not a Shemer Chinam, and you'd be Chayef for Gnei Veveda. That's a very interesting thing that a person might not have thought about on his own. person who you asked, who was such an Asher Muflag that he never missed any Teyash and made no difference there, then they'd be able to think. But the Stomer of those said, according to the Mishnah and Mem Gimel, as a person be Asher Mesochar Bichaya. That's one din we'll speak about.
Is there any document that he made him a Shliach rather than just gave him?
No difference. No difference.
What is he then?
Shem Sachar.
No, if he chooses not to be
Shem, then... So you could be nothing if you want. Master, Shail, you could say, I don't want to accept any responsibility at all. Or you could say, I want to be a Shem Rechina. I said, Moram Bamitsiya Tzadik Gimel. A Devash of a Mammon Tzadol Kayim, a person has the right to say, before you give a Shomer, you only become Mitzaynoi. Now yourself. Therefore, if you state that you don't want to before you get it, that's your prerogative. Excuse me?
I thought that Shomrin was the lowest madrigal.
That's the lowest. If you're a Shomer, you can say, I won't be a Shomer at all. That's even a lower madrigal. You can do that too if you want. Now, let me ask you a different case. Someone had a taina against the other person. He owes him money. Oh, maybe for the loan or whatever it was. £10,000, whatever it was, comes to the fellow. He's not holding but paying. He's not paying. Comes to him back a month later. He says, give me £5,000. Then the fellow gives him £5,000. Now a year later, he wants to take it to the Beis Din. Pay me the other $5,000. Says, I'll complain. Pay me the other $5,000. The other fellow says, no, I only gave you the $5,000. Because I thought it's a compromise that you're willing to take the $5,000 as the final debt, and none of them, neither one said anything when they gave the five. He originally asked them for ten, and he got no response. The person didn't want to give him, didn't give him anything. Then he came back a month later, half a year later, give him five. Well, gave him five. Now. Comes a half year later, he comes and asks him for money. He says, give me the other five. What do you mean? He says, the only reason I paid you, because that was a compromise on Potter. Now, what's the din in this circumstances?
You should make sure.
But I, as his wife,
you
want
to give you five, it's normal that just loan you five.
That's a very good story, perhaps you could say it, but the question was, that's not locker. That's a mockup to say that. Well, the mockup to say the opposite. I only agreed because I thought they
didn't discuss it.
Maybe should have said that it's not a compromise. You know, I wasn't willing to give you.
The one who borrowed has to prove it.
You could say this. I agree with all of you. These are all possibilities. but this is a din which is brought in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Yud Chas and Rebbe Kivager from the Mila from earlier Achrenim. If you have Rebbe Kivager and Sholem, you can see inside. If Shulchan Aruch,
in front of
Eidim. No, let me show you the source from the Gemara on this halacha.
The Rav Domam is saying the one paid. Who borrowed has to prove.
That would be a very good svara. Yeah, I don't mind you saying that svara was sad. That's a good svara.
No, I'm trying to say he can't prove it. They're
both admitting the facts. Everybody admits. The question is it a compromise or not? The mere fact that it's common in banks. If you can't get the whole amount, sometimes they make a settlement. 50%, 100%. I agree with you in Svara that you can all say what you people are saying.
Why are you saying more?
You're saying that's the person should have to say it. Are we hard with you saying? You say the person should have to say it. That was said before. It's a good Svara.
Then no loan will get paid back.
You tell the person, I'm asking you for part of the money, but I'm not compromising. I want the whole thing. You say so specifically. It's pay me on account. We're talking when neither one said anything. on Shmuel, I would agree with you. But let me show you what it says, what it brings from the Gemara, and what Rabbi Kivega brings from Achrenim. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra, in Daf Heyam and Aleph. And the Shmuel behind it, the other Shmuel would be is, that perhaps a person, the mere fact that he was happy to get the half, maybe for that reason, he was much on the other. In a situation, he didn't have to take him to court to get at least that half. If he had to take him to court at the end, then for sure it's not a machila. But even to get the first half, if you paid him, then what he asked him, let me show you the source in the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Bar Basra and Daf Heyam and Aleph. Runya Akfe Ravina Me'aba Ruchaisa. But more Bar Basra Heyam and Aleph. Then Runya, Ravina had a field around somebody named Runya. And Ravina made a fence from all four sides. So the law is when you make a fence, you have to pay him as Nehada because you benefited him, you made it better for him than he would have had to have Shmira. And then because of you, you saved him the expense of Shmira. Omerli, Havli Kama de Gadri. Pay me as much as the getter be worth. Lo Yavle, you didn't give him anything. Give him a dime. Havli Lefi Konim Bezol. Pay me the cheaper price. It's just the amount of what wood would cost. Lo Yavle. You give him anything. Havli Agana Tirusa. Give me that. Give me pay for somebody to watch it. Lo Yavle. The kids there, a whole story. One day, Runya was trying to take off his pears from the tree, from his own tree, so Ravina told his worker, go try to take something. Don't actually take it, but go try to take something. So Runya gave him like a shmira, what are you taking it? So Ravina says, you see, that you do need a shmira. You want a shmira. Go this day to the Nechale. So then Runya went to ask a shaila by Rava, does he owe Ravina the money or not? Also the Kami de Rava. Amrlei, Zil Faisei Bemadi Pais. Pay him what he had asked you for, the cheaper price. In other words, Ravina kept on going down, give me this, give me this. And he didn't agree to anything. See, now Ravina showed him, you see, you do need a shmira when somebody came to take it. So Runya went to ask the shaila from Ravina, do I owe the money? So Rava told him, Runya, pay him for what he wanted to accept. Below, if it'll come to based in the case, then I'll make you pay the full amount which he originally asked you for. So the Achrenim, which Kvega brings down, he asks the question, Marashach, if he owes the full amount, so the dying should pass it right away. You owe the full amount. Why does he tell him, Apsak Din, he told you a smaller amount than pay that. But if the case will come to court, then I'm going to make you pay the entire amount. So, what they learn out from this is that if a person knew that he owed him a greater amount, and then he went down in price. If you pay him without court, then we can assume that perhaps the reason why he was willing to take a lower price was he'd rather take the lower amount than rather having to go to court. If at the end, even to get that, I'll go to court and there's no mechila at all. But if you paid in part without going to court, then he didn't say this is just on account, then we can assume if we'll pay there without going to court, then perhaps he made a compromise because he wanted to rather to get 50% without a court case rather than fight in court for 3 years and pay the lawyers and then not be certain that he'll get the 50% either. At any rate, you can perhaps argue on this
thing.
Why is that there, man?
Well, because he said, give me the lesser amount.
Well, I'm talking about such a case where he said to him, give me, he said, first he came to the man, so give me the 10,000. After a month, he came to him and said, okay, give me five. We talk about that saying, that's the case that I said. But even on that, everybody screamed there, and rightfully in Sparta, you could possibly ask and say that I only asked for an account. No proof. But this is a din brought in Rabbi Kivager and Shulchanok, Simon Yud Ches, Simon Yud Ches from Kivager HaShalim, from Aron Achreinim.
What's the
problem?
What?
That's it.
It's a gunner.
If there was no mechila, sometimes, but it could be, if you're Michael, it's not a garet. If it'd be mechila mefarashes.
There was a question then.
The question is do we look at this as a mechila? Do we look at this as like a compromise? All the issues of it, there's such a principle in Gemara and Bar Basra and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that sometimes a person is willing to take a lesser price rather than to go to court. That the other person may have been unethical, that's a different problem. Maybe yes, but do we look upon this as being the fact that you accepted a compromise rather than to go to court? In such a case also, if you settle with somebody on a court when he owed you the full amount because you know he's going to make you trouble, for sure he's not, that's not something you should do. For sure the man is not an honest man, he's not going to get him out of that fire. But whether it has a legal ticket or not, that's a question that can be discussed. And I'm just showing you that this is an issue. Whether or not a local amaisa, there's others who argue on this chat or something, there's what to discuss. But this is a pshat that Rabbi Kivager, most Shulchanorachs don't have Rabbi Kivager HaShalim. He says, I am this tshuva. We have a Shulchanorach, but Rabbi Kivager HaShalim, the same side brings down the entire tshuva.
In the first case, in the Gemara case, he asked beforehand, which is a bit of a difference.
Yeah, in Moses' Bear case, I said he asked before for a larger amount, and then later on he asked for a lesser amount.
He asked permission, but in the second case, he just paid him. There was no agreement.
And there was no permission there either. The same thing. Same thing.
Will it not depend on the relative amount of how much he's being local compared to how much it cost him in the
tent? That's your confession. Here also there was a difference between £1,000 and £5 could have been the Gemara. Also, from the highest amount was a full ghetto.
Yes.
Maybe Tirusa could be a great difference also.
He's always compared that with the cost. That's right,
could be. Kopani, I give you food for thought. Halakha Lamaisa could be a sozo argue, but that's food for thought. Now, I'll bring you just an opposite case. Here everybody agreed you should be chayav. The case up to now, he said you should be chayav, but let me see what you see about this case. We had a case in Beis Din that a fella took the other fella to court. He bought a hadira, and he took him to a civil court. And they were mechayev him for even though he had stipulated that there's retivut, it gets wet, it's in the roof, it's damp, at a certain spot, and for that I'm potter. So the person had signed that. But Al Kopanim, he took him to a civil court, and the civil court made the person pay 50,000 shekel. At the time, it was about $12,000-$13,000. Then, so the fellow paid. He had no choice. We asked the two frumagin. We asked the fellow who paid, why didn't you take him to Beis Din? He said, I thought he wouldn't go if the fellow took me to a civil court. I thought he wouldn't go to Beis Din. And the other, he tried to take him to Beis Din with somebody else, so we didn't understand. But then he did try to come to our Beis Din, so apparently he did think the fellow would come. But Uncle Pony, he paid him the money. After about 6 or 7 years later, the fella who originally took him to court and got the 50,000 shekel, he decided Erev Yom Kippur, maybe I took money shaloka din, because I took it from a civil court, maybe I put din tera and potter, there was a contract, and he said if it's with tibbutz, arranged from this spot, that I'm potter, so maybe I took the money shaloka din. So he took the fellow back, he took the fellow who had paid him the money to Beis Din. And the fellow only agreed to come on condition that the Beis Din won't be mechayev him anymore. Because he already paid. But Uncle Pani, he took the fellow back to Beis Din. Beis Din, we heard the case. Seems like it was potter. The 50,000 shekel he paid, Shaloka Din. It seems he should have to give it back. But, you know. if he had not taken you to Beis Din, if he would not have taken you to Beis Din today, would you ever gone with him to this place? Believe me, 50 years I would have never taken him. Would they have for another 100 years? I would never have taken him. It's my father. He took me to civil court. I paid. It's like a part of Sabinus, you know.
He still has the money.
What did I say? He's chayav and not chayav. I'm just explaining to you the circumstances. All right.
I didn't understand what you said. What did he say?
We asked the fellow. The fellow charged the 50,000 shekel. Yeah. Would you have ever taken him to ask for the money? You have taken him to Beis Din to ask to get the money back. Forget about it. Never would have taken him. Now, but you're all right. Even if you don't take him to Beis Din, you owe the money. But here's the interesting point. If you have a monitor of Yom Kippur here, you have a monitor of Yom Kippur in the shul.
Yeah. Except for money. Sir.
1 second. I didn't say anything yet. Even money we didn't speak about. In the Marzei Yom Kippur, there were two nuschayas, what you say in the Tefillah Zaka. The old nusach was chutz, I'm moichel everything, chutz b'mamen sheni yochol l'tvor b'beis din, except for money which I'm able to be tovei and beis din. According to that, that's mer b'chayim. But the goyim were masaken, because many times it may be possible he could be tovei and beis din, but the person has no interest to be tovei and beis din. That's no mechila. So they were masaken that an additional nusach, they say chutz b'mamen sheni yochol l'tvor v'ani roitz l'tvor b'beis din. So chutz b'mamen that I have in mind to be tovei and beis din.
Even if you're not...
1 second, Rabbi said. Let me bring out the issues before we discuss it. That's a little more. Present the issues. If so, if a person said, I'm going to get a person comes to Yom Kippur, I'm afraid that who knows what I owe other people, whether it's Mumnes, whether it's Kpenes, whether it's Motzishemra, I'm not Merkel, in order that the Shem should be Merkel me, don't Merkel me. I Merkel everything except money that I'm intending to be Tovei and Beis Din. Now, this money you never intended to be Merkel and Beis Din. That's an answer for that too. A person could add, if he would have thought about it, he could have added in the Sphere Zarka that if the fellow ever will pay me on his own accord, that I'm not Michael. But he didn't say that, and he never thought of such a possibility. He thought of a smart fence that they'll ever get his money back. So a fellow comes and says specifically, I'm Michael, all money except, everything except for money I intend to ask for and based in. No, you never intended to ask for the money and based in. So is the fellow, is that a mechila or not? What do you say, Rabbi Sai?
No, not a mechila.
Why not a mechila? Tell me why.
Somebody owes me money, I never intend
to. What you said? You said, I Michael everything except money I intend to be to and based in. Which I could and I intend to. Somebody came to a civil court and said they made a heter iske. So well, that was just a fiction. All right, it's a fiction. That's the one you talk about. But we're talking about a fellow to what he says. He means what he says. If he means what he says, then I'm going to call everything. I say you have a choice before I say it's Mirzaka, that he can say that if the fellow ever paid me on his own accord, I'm not Michael. But he didn't say that. He said, I'm going to everything except what I take. For sure, if you would have realized that it's a realistic possibility, you would have said that, but you didn't. So it's like anything else, that a person makes something bestomeh, something else is dvorm shibalev. Dvorm shibalev and dvorm. So this is an interesting question. So he stole the money after the Tvira Zaka or not. This is an interesting question. My opinion was the person is potter. So in the Kailo there was a big ruckus about that. But it was a big ruckus whether I'm right or wrong. So I called up Rav Naftali Nussbaum and I asked him what he says. He says, Rav Naftali is a mechile. You can't sagen, but you won't. You can't sagen. The Ebbe wird gesagt. Wird er gesagt. Der Ebbe wird allein bezahlen. Aber jetzt ist er nicht gesagt, ist es a mechile. So it's an interesting question, something to think about. You know, when you come to a new city, you want to give people something to think about. So I say, when the Gemara says in Kedushin, when our parts get, I did, and I'm speaking of the Torah, so then they have what to think about. So this is an interesting question for you to think about it. And also, it's not an umdin the Gemara, Pashas about a person. If he would have known and thought about it, he would have said it. But it's not an umdin the Gemara, leave or leave kolodom, because there is such a circumstance that a person thinks about it's far fetched, he's ever going to pay me. And another thing, there was a time in the Gemara, and Baba Kamik Tzadik Dawud, that Rebbe had a takone, that if a fellow was a ganef, and he returns the money, you shouldn't take it, because otherwise, that may cause him not to do tshuva. There was a fellow who wanted to do once tshuva for his genevis, and the wife said to him, what, you're going to do tshuva? You won't have a penny to your name. So he didn't do tshuva. So for that reason, Rebbe was misakin. He was only misakin in his generation. But that even a gossman wants to give it back, you don't take the money from him. Today that doesn't apply. You have the right to take the money from the guy. But the saints, liberal believe kolada, that you definitely one month have been miracle. If ever after 20-30 years I'll have karate and decide to pay it back, we can't say it's liberal believe kolada. Once you had a mechilim stam, that he said I'm miracle, so that's the issue. Now, how I have time?
A short
case. We have the situation coming up from the base in Mexico. That somebody bought a building that was supposed to be, I believe, 11,400 square feet. And after about 6 months, they use it for rentals, different rooms. After about 6 months, the fellow was in there. He came with his experts. They measured the building. It's only 11,000 square feet. So he wants to make it to a mecca tires. Presumably, the pastor, he probably didn't go the way he wanted to do. That wasn't the reason why it was being closer. But logically, we have to know what the din is in this case. There are two questions here. Is it an ectotoyas? And also the difference in price, even if it's not an ectotoyas, between 11,000 feet and 11,400. In Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed Beis, Mechosha Mishpat, excuse me?
Buyer beware doesn't apply.
I don't hear what you're saying.
Buyer beware.
There's a rule of caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware. The buyer can make his own inquiries.
That's a very good thought to think about it. But on the other hand, if you tell me that this is how much it is, you told me specifically that this is what it is, perhaps you could say I rely on you. Certain times they write in the contract that the buyer that checked it out, but depends what. Could be checked out if there's a moon. But as far as the actual area, if that's included in the contract you're supposed to, if that's the minute or that's just in the contract, then for sure there's no claim. But that's it. It's the responsibility of the coiner not to believe him on how large the place is. If there wasn't such a thing in the contract and it's not the minute, then there's a mokum for a shayla. But that's a good point. Now, in Shulchan Aruch it says that even though we have a din that there's a difference in price value, it's up to a sixth. It's not chayzer the mekas. But if there's a difference in mishko mina, if you made a tome of measurement, even a kosher chayzer. What's the din? What's the din where you can't? Where you can't? Well, something is nowhere to add. What do you do? Does it become a mekas toyas? Or do you just pay the additional? Normally, by metal, you could add something. In other words, if I bought a kilo, I could add the other half a kilo. But once you deal of something which you can't add, you just take off the money and it becomes meritorious. So this deal is a machlekes aposkim in Simon Reish Lamed Beis in Shulchan Aruch. The Sfas says that Rogue Poskim hold that it's chayzer. But Rabbi Kibbeger there on the spot brings a Rashba and a Rimigash that say the B'chai Gavna doesn't become a Mechachtoyas. It's Eino Chayzer. Just pay the difference. So, since the person already paid the money and he's a Muzik, the Mokin that you have a Rashba and the Rimigash, he could say the Kimli. The Mugzik could say, Kimli, a Mesech Elav Araya, that you can't take back the money from him to make it into a Mekachtoyas. In reference to whether or not you'd have to pay the for the difference of the 400 square meters, Pash, you should pay, why not? But, as I did in Reshut Ches, the Ramah brings from the Rosh, that if a person was inside the field, and he saw the field, then it's as if he said any question or any yes, which then the din is that up to 4% is considered as if it was the entire 100%. In other words, if you saw it and you were inside, so it was over 96% what it was, so it meant as if I told you it's approximately, because otherwise you were there and you saw it. You never saw it, you told me this is what it was. But if you're there, so you saw it, it met your needs. In that case, when it's less than 4%, it would have been 480, 440, not 400. So that is the talking that he's plenty from paying, even giving him back for the 400 meter also.